Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A man whose courage in waging tirelessly battle after battle after battle in that war is our first guest. He is the representative of the people of the 1st Congressional District of Texas. He is Congressman Louis Gohmert, the chairman of the House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations, a member of the Judiciary Committee, where he is the vice chair of its Subcommittee on Terrorism and Homeland Security, and a member of really basically all of the best organizations on Capitol Hill and a leader for all of us there. Congressman Louis Gohmert, it is so good to have you back, sir. It's been too long. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Well, thank you, Frank. Always a treat.
Well, I wanted to talk to you first and foremost, sir, about a informal hearing about something that one of my friends is now calling no longer the House IT scandal, but the House Spy T scandal. I wonder what you could tell us about your experience last week as you looked into this question of what these Pakistani nationals have been doing with and to the House of Representatives, specifically members of the Democratic Caucus, and information on their IT systems.
It's just, as you know, virtually surrealistic how deeply embedded Imran Awan, who was not even a U.S. citizen when he first started working for members of Congress, handling their computer systems, you know, their IT systems, how he got embedded 12 years ago with top Democrats within the House of Representatives. We do have a system, and I think it's a good way, you know, to be able to do it so you don't have a member of Congress doesn't have to spend a fortune on having a sharp computer guy or IT person helping with the computer system and server in each congressional office. You can have one work part-time. You don't need them full-time, but that allows you to pay them a part-time salary. But nobody that works on Capitol Hill is allowed to be paid more than around $160,000, and that is top. Well, what Imran Awan did, he starts working for one and gets a partial salary, and then another and gets a partial salary. And when he hit $160,000, as Luke Rosiak, who's done more investigating than anybody that I'm aware of in this whole matter, it started with the Capitol Police investigating, and the only way the FBI could get involved, which goes outside the legislative branch, because of concerns about violating House privilege, they did ultimately get the FBI involved. But as Luke has said, 80% of the people, the witnesses that he has talked to, have never been talked to by the FBI or any law enforcement. And of course, you know, there are rumors out there that the FBI is telling the top folks at the FBI, there's nothing here, there's nothing here. Well, they hadn't investigated thoroughly. But Awan, so he would, once he hit the maximum $160,000, then he adds his wife, and then he adds another family member and a brother, and most of them never came to Capitol Hill to work.
Congressman, you're a serious guy. You've worked on issues involving criminal activity, terrorism, and so on, as a judge, among other things. I'd ask you, is there reason to believe that among the crimes that was committed here was espionage on behalf of perhaps Pakistan?
We have not had an actual House hearing and brought in witnesses, subpoenaed them if necessary. As chairman of the Tax Enough Already Caucus, is have a group meeting and invite witnesses and have them tell members of Congress what's going on. And one thing is clear, there are potentially hundreds of crimes. But as far as the spy ring, that's going to take law enforcement to dig down. But when you have a guy like Imran Awan, he brings in family members. Yeah, we heard evidence that a witness is talking about the vouchers that were submitted to buy, for example, $800 iPads. Well, under House rules, if something costs less than $500, it doesn't have to be part of the inventory. So Imran, he has submitted countless numbers of vouchers that had items he was wanting purchased for more than $500, but he would list them for costing under $500 and then say add a service plan that picked up the rest of it to get to $800. Well, under the law, every single one of those documents he submitted is a crime.
Yeah. Can I just do a thought experiment with you, Congressman? I salute you for this informal hearing, but I am struck by the fact, as I know you are vexed by it, that your leadership, the Republican leadership, has not wanted evidently to conduct a proper investigation in public, in the committees, at the very least. I'm wondering if the roles were reversed. Let's just say, for example, that Nancy Pelosi were Speaker of the House. And we tumbled upon, a ring of white supremacists who were providing tech support, IT support to dozens and dozens and dozens of Republican members of Congress. Is it conceivable that Nancy Pelosi would not be drawing and quartering every one of those members in public?
They would be having regular hearings. She would then have press conferences weekly, at least, to update everybody on just how deep the crimes are and how deep the complicity of the Republican Party. You know, you brought up potentially fine. The reason that people who have financial problems do not get security clearances like supposedly Imran has is because you are a potential target for blackmail, for extortion. We also, it came out that his little group has been loaned $100,000 by a guy with known ties to Hezbollah. We also know that what triggered Capitol Police concern was when Congressman Becerra, who's now Attorney General of California, no indications that Becerra did anything wrong whatsoever, but what got their concerns was they saw there had been potentially 5,400 unlawful accesses to his computer system. And then come to find out that actually Imran downloaded members of Congress's server systems from either iCloud or from their own servers. He said, he had a 2 terabyte server just so he could download his child's second grade homework. Yeah, well, that's absurd. But what has happened by him downloading all these different, so many different members of Congress's emails, calendars, all their computer system into his server, then anyone he wants to can get access to that information without having to get clearance from that member of Congress. And then we also find out that he had access to virtually all of the Democratic National Committee's information because we saw from WikiLeaks email, they were trying to get into one of Debbie Wasserman Schultz's or her iPad, and the email was sent saying, look, Imran Awan has all of her passwords, everything.
Congressman Perry said yesterday he thought that it was at least as likely, and frankly, more evidence, that was the source of the information, not Russian hacking, that created this whole, witch hunt, Donald Trump with Rob Mueller and elsewhere.
Yeah, we've seen indication that there is no way anyone, Russian or otherwise, could download the amount of information that was downloaded in the time it was downloaded through the internet. It had to be an inside job with a thumb drive, hard drive, something to download it more quickly.
Congressman Louie Gohmert, we appreciate tremendously your diligence in looking into this, calling attention to it, and hopefully creating conditions under which there will be more investigative hearings, either of the formal kind, preferably, or the informal kind that you've done so well last week. Thank you, sir, for your leadership on these and so many other issues. Next up, Ben Weingarten on the Iran deal, Trump and Congress and more. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.